What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. It's a little different this time. I decided to kind of do one solo, but then my boy Jared was on the phone with me, and I was like, you know what, I could hook it up to do a podcast episode remotely. What's up, Jared?
Hello.
And this isn't the Jared that was on a couple episodes. I've realized I know a lot of Jareds, apparently.
Yes, we all know Jared Fogle.
Who?
Jared Fogle.
Who the heck is Jared Fogle?
Subway guy.
Oh, Jared from Subway?
Yeah.
Oh, snap, dude. I totally forgot about that.
You know, I think he should be getting out of prison soon, or jail.
Yeah, why did he end up going to jail?
Kiddie porn.
You just say kid. Oh.
Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Child pornography, children.
Wow.
Or viewers, or whatever the fuck they're called.
Holy cow. Gives, yeah. The Subway footlong a dark meaning.
Yeah. You should see it on South Park.
Oh, did they make fun of it on South Park?
Yep, and he was in the game, too.
The South Park game?
Yep, he was a mini boss.
I wonder if he made any money off of that because they were using him. I wonder if they had, ask.
Dude, the guy's in jail.
Well, yeah, I know he's in jail, but, still, wouldn't you still have to get someone's permission to use their, likeness or their name?
To be fair.
I mean, isn't there, probably,
it's
like...
Matt and Trey.
Huh?
It's Matt and Trey. They don't care.
That's true. They do not. They do not care.
They were literally attacking that ginger prick from the UK and his wife.
Yeah, no, they definitely, yeah. No, it's almost kind of like Robot Chicken, too. And Family Guy, they really just don't care. They just kind of do it.
Seth MacFarlane, from what I've heard, is actually trying to get canceled.
It probably do. I wouldn't be surprised if that was kind of like his idea. He's like, I'm going to just push the limit to try to get canceled, but just somehow hasn't.
From what I've heard, he's tired of doing it and would rather do other stuff like The American Dad and put more of it into those shows.
Why wouldn't he then just end it?
Because everyone's just like, oh, you can't end it. So he's got to get canceled.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's like, no, I won't end the show, but if you guys cancel me, I'll be out, then I will.
Just realized I had my earbud in, but you were still playing through my phone.
Oh, fun.
There you go.
Fix it up.
Yep.
I don't know, dude, what do you think the world deserves to hear today? You know, what should our beautiful minds, because, you know, we are so well-versed, and we have so much knowledge about what's going on that we should talk about it.
We have so much brain trauma between the both of us, mostly me, because I don't know what the fuck happened to you, but I got hit in the head quite a few times. So
yeah, I don't really have an excuse, man. Board. I'm just weird.
You kept your Kevlar on. You kept your head down, boy.
Yeah.
God damn, you look like you're 26, and I look like I'm goddamn fucking 40 or some shit.
Dude, I am 26, so I look my age.
Oh, wow, I actually got it right for once.
Dude, I still get carded anytime I go to a bar, bro. I'm going to a bar tonight. At least it's a bar I go to often, so
yeah. They'll know who I am. I don't get carded.
I do, all the time, bro.
But
I take it as a compliment, you know? It's like, dang, I must still look super young. It's awesome. It's gonna be awesome when I'm 40, bro, and I'm looking like I'm 30. But heck yeah.
Fuck you.
Exactly, stay young, bro. That's why how I'm gonna become like a Leonardo DiCaprio, bro, looking so young. Be like, ooh, you're dating like a 24-year-old, and be like, yeah, and I'm like 46. They'll be like, what? It's because I look so young.
I love the memes of Leo, honestly.
Dude, it's the best. It's like the one when he's like, Leo takes a date to the movies, and by the end of the movie, his date's too old for him.
No, that wasn't the movies. It was the Oscars, I want to say.
I think I've heard that one.
Gervais might have ripped off him too for it.
Yeah, dude, that's it's so funny. Dude, I love Leonardo DiCaprio, though. So, like, he can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. He's such a... Dude, I think they robbed him so many times. Until, like, what? Oh. Didn't he, like, end up... What was it? He got, like, an Oscar for Revenant. The Revenant? Yeah.
Yeah, The Revenant. Great movie.
He should have got one for, like, The Wolf of Wall Street, bro.
Yeah, well, from what I've gathered from the Oscars, you have to pay for those.
What do you mean?
Like, they... I don't remember, but... The reason why the shittiest actors always win them is because you have to pay for them. And Leo just wasn't about that shit.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if...
Because Brendan fucking Fraser and Carrie... No, not Carrie Fisher. The girl from Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis, my bad.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Finally just got an Oscar with those two other guys.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because, I mean, everything in Hollywood just takes money to keep pushing and keep moving. So I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, oh, how much did you donate? Okay, I guess you'll get an Oscar this year.
Yeah, like when Hawaii got struck by the wrath of God and was on fire.
Dude, what was
asking for the, what?
No, keep going, dude. No, you can keep going. Sorry.
Because from what I gathered from my buddies, because he's a big rock guy, because he loves the WWE and also...
Well, he's from the WWE. That's how he got started.
That's why he follows him so much.
Yeah.
The Rock and, shit, what the fuck? I just said the fucking name.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, Oprah.
Yeah.
I was about to say Magic Johnson. But Oprah was asking for donations, even though she is, like, the richest woman alive. When The Rock just says, fuck it, donate.
No, The Rock donated, like, they both donated, yeah, like, $2 million or something like that.
Yeah, but Oprah was still begging for it. I was like,
yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you could be like, why didn't you put more money? But, like, at the same time, they're putting millions of dollars. They put, like, say, yeah. I think it was, like, $2 million. I'm not 100% sure, but I know it was, like, in the mills. But still, they put $1 million up front. That's more than what other people could do.
I donate all the time. Taxes.
Yeah, that's true.
But for some reason,
no, exactly. No, exactly. So I wouldn't be like mad at Oprah Winfrey or The Rock, bro. I'd be mad at like that we had like $6 billion go to Ukraine, like that's magically that we went over budget or something that went over or was overlooked. Now, like it was like overlooked $6 billion, and that's like enough to cover what happened in Hawaii. That's more like the U.S. government just, like, why wouldn't they use that money for Hawaii instead of for the war machine?
Yeah. It's because Democrats love war because they get the most profit from it.
I mean, there is the war machine. It generates a lot of money. I mean, that's why...
Why do you think that we still have Marines in 29 Palms? Because there's an abundance of oil in those parking garages, and that's why they don't want us to do oil changes in the parking garage.
Wait, what?
The reason why Marines are still in 29 Palms is because there's oil all in the parking garage.
All in the parking garage?
Yeah, oil. O-I-L.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, oil, but what do you mean? Like, this is the first time I'm ever hearing that.
The reason why we're still in the Middle East is because of the war for oil.
But we're not really in the Middle East heavily anymore.
Yeah, because the oil's gone.
Yeah, I mean, is it though? Does like Afghanistan not have any oil left?
Why do you think all the higher-ups wanted us to stop doing our oil changes and making a mess with the oil in parking garages? Because if the oil's still there, we can't leave.
Oh, that's dumb. I got you now. That's dumb.
Explain it more to you.
Well, yeah, you had to because I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't hear about.
Yeah, you were gone.
I'm not. I woke up from a nap like an hour ago.
And I bet it was a good ass fucking nap.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was one of those naps I didn't mean to. I just kind of laid down and it kind of the nap took me. The nap took me. I didn't take the nap. The nap took me, bro. Like, it came out of nowhere. Well, yeah, dude. I don't know, man. I mean, the world is just crazy right now. I don't know. Okay, so like, it's so weird doing a podcast where I should be like looking at the camera, but I'm not because I don't. I'm sorry. Like, I'm gonna be looking.
You want to look at my beautiful face?
Well, even then, I mean, I guess I could put a camera over you, but like, even that, like, I don't know. I don't know how people would just be looking directly at the camera. Like, I am right now. Hello, I love you.
Camera whores.
I don't know, man. It'd just be weird to me because I just want to always look around. This is my, like, ADD brain, bro. I'm just like,
ooh. Just get a 360 camera.
Why would
Wherever you look, it follows.
Oh, yeah. I could just get, like, some camera that just follows me. That would be pretty cool. There's a lot of cool things when it comes to, like, cameras and technology these days. And yet we're, like, so hell-bent on destroying each other. We couldn't be like, oh, this stuff's so cool. Like, we should...
Just imagine if we stop doing all this war bullshit because of religion, mostly. We can actually be in the year of 2015, and Back to the Future, where we thought we'd have flying cars or hoverboards, not all this shit that's going on.
Well, yeah, if the world was able to come together as one and we didn't have war.
Fuck up.
Yeah, if we didn't have war, would we probably be more technologically advanced? Probably. Actually, I don't know, dude, because you got to think about it, dude. War does generate a lot of technology advancements, like war does. I mean, it unlocks a lot of new technology, us trying to figure out new ways to kill each other. So there is that side.
Where's the fucking lightsabers then, Zach?
Huh?
Where's the fucking lightsabers at then?
Bro, didn't they? I mean, they have that one. It was like that plasma one.
Oh, speaking about futuristic and military shit, there's actually a company, I don't remember who, but it was from one of the cosplayers that I've seen. They were promoting a company that was actually making military grade ODST armor.
What? They were making ODST armor? That'd be pretty sick.
Yes. Well, first of all, it's the Helljumpers. They're always fucking badass, even though their main purpose of dropping in was to delay the scare by 27 seconds. With a casualty rate of 100%.
For real, dude. The ODST guys did go on all them, like, suicide missions.
I would love for a second ODST, honestly.
Dude, that'd be pretty cool, yeah. They actually came out with a ODST, like, 2. And, like...
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, what if it was, like, them... Going on the Halo
reads. A continuation of the book, though.
They have an ODST book? I'm not surprised. I'm sure they have a lot of Halo books.
Oh, no, the ODST game, in one of the books, it goes off with the rookie, Mikey, Dutch, and Romeo as well. But I don't know if they'll ever do that shit.
I doubt it, but that'd be cool if they did. I don't know how they decide like what games to go forward. Because like if I was a video game development and I had a really cool like once you dropped ODST, you know that's a huge favorite, ODST. I would definitely be like, why don't we make another game off of this? Instead of they just keep like continuing down like Master Chief's like storyline. Well, but really, they're making it worse though.
We can't keep doing Master Chief games because...
Well, they're making them worse, bro. They're just making them worse. Like, Halo 5 was garbage.
I wonder why.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, I'd switch it up. Like
the trailers for it was...
Dude, you know what I should be sick? What if they did, like, Halo Marine? And it's like almost like a horror Halo game. Like, you're on a ship that the Covenant attack, and it's, like, first... Like, it's just, like, spooky first-person flashlight. Dark ship that the Covenant are scary because like you can just die.
There was a game but it never really made it past the development phase. They have like rough drafts of it or some shit like that where you were basically a Marine who is getting basically fucked.
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, with galaxies and, like, storylines as big as that, you can do a lot of stuff. I mean, just, like, look at everything that you could do with Star Wars. And they have a lot of Star Wars games, actually, though.
Yeah, but it's really hard for them to make good source material.
Yeah.
They got to come up with it themselves. It's not like there's a whole book franchise out there. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Kennedy, dumb fucking bitch.
Damn. She, yeah. Well, she, I mean, a lot of people look at her. She's the one ruining Star Wars.
I don't know if you've seen anything, bro, but the shit.
And giving us a Rey movie, bro? A Rey movie? Yeah, it's some garbage.
Even the cast of it doesn't like it.
Bro, like, I have nothing against the actress playing Rey. I forget what her name is, like Daisy Ridley or something like that. I think she's great.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's great. I think she should have said no when she was given the offer to play in Star Wars because, well, dude, those are terrible.
The Arab-looking guy, the Poe Dameron guy?
Yeah.
He even said, like, they didn't know that that's what it was going to end up like. Like, once the end credits happen, it's like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. Those Star Wars movies make me mad.
Yeah.
They shouldn't exist. They shouldn't exist. And, like,
if
I could go back in time, I'd stop George Lucas from selling it.
Yes, I wish he sold it to China, honestly. Or kept it.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I am still thinking about South Park's iteration of Disney owning it or China owning it. And China was basically saying, no, we don't want to ruin Star Wars. We love the Star Wars and shit. So that's why I'm just always saying China should have kept it. Just because seeing Eric Cartman's fat ass with Mickey Mouse.
What Disney should have done is they should have just worked with George Lucas. They could have bought it, and then when they were doing it again, just like, hey, George, you want to just direct them?
Yeah.
Like, just let the guy still continue this, like, story how he wanted.
Lucas Arts and Lucas Films were terrific.
Yeah.
The games were great.
The games were good. Like, the original Battlefronts. The original Battlefronts were...
OG?
Oh, yeah. What up?
Do you know the games that got canceled due to that? Because Disney...
Oh, like that Darth Maul game? They had, like, a Darth Maul game. They had, like, what was it? It was, like, the Bounty Hunter game where you're going below decks.
13-13.
Yeah, 13-13.
There were a group of independent guys trying to remake 13-13. They got so far into it, but then they, I don't know if it's still going on or if they really did fuck up. They asked Disney if they can have one thing relating to Star Wars. And that was just to have Star Wars 13-13. And that was it. Just having the name Star Wars.
Yeah.
They said no. And I'm pretty sure they got their Disney lawyers to put them in a hole.
So, but like, how are they going to, because it's in the Star Wars universe, how would they get away with that? Were they going to say it's not in the Star Wars universe other than the title?
Yeah. Because they weren't really trying to do anything with lightsabers, which, let's be honest,
it was the underworld.
Star Wars.
Yeah, it was the underworld.
Well, the Jedi's never went down there, basically, except for the...
Well, no, they did. I mean, even in the Clone Wars series, they did. They went down to the underworld a couple times.
Yeah, but that was a few times, though.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah. I mean, they did go under...
Let's be honest, it wasn't safe for them.
You know what Star Wars game they actually need to make a second one of? Commandos.
Yep. They were supposed to.
Yeah, dude, that would be sick. Like an updated.
It was supposed to be them becoming Imperial commandos and stuff.
That'd be cool. Taking out rebels, bro. Ooh. We got robbed, dude. That would have been sick. That would have been sick. Dude, they should just remaster the original one too. Just give it a remaster, a nice little polish over, bring up the graphics. Oh, because that game was so cool.
Bring down the buffiness of the B2 battle droids.
Yeah.
Those are terrifying.
Yeah, dude, that game actually, like, low-key, like, made you, like, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah. I remember trying to play, like, I haven't played it such a long time. I tried playing it like a year and a half ago. I got my ass whooped so fucking bad because games aren't like how they used to be. Like,
yeah,
I'm too, like, the fast paced games fucking ruined old, like, old school games.
I mean, I like fast paced, but yeah, I like a good, you know, like Dead Space feel where you're like kind of just walking, but you're kind of scared something's gonna pop out on you.
I love Gears of War. Like, it's not, it can't really be fast paced. It's more of like being tactical.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, in Gears of War and stuff like that, they're definitely like story based. I mean, like, you look at like the Mass Effect games. Those aren't fast paced at all. It's just all story. Well,
Andromeda, I feel, is very fast paced.
Andromeda is more fast paced, yeah, and it does. You do feel it because once you finish the game,
open world.
Huh? Yeah.
Because it's open world, and you can jet around everywhere and basically jump to where you're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I enjoyed Andromeda. I don't know why Andromeda got so much heat. Andromeda was a good game. It was a good game.
Because its service was fucking terrible and everything was glitchy still, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And also, we were just butthurt that it wasn't Shepard.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't know why people get so... It was the same with when Star Wars came out with the Han Solo movie. Everyone was just like, oh, it's not Harrison Ford.
I liked it, honestly.
Huh?
Well, of course it's not going to be
exactly,
Harrison Ford.
Exactly, bro. And people got hung... Exactly, dude, people got hung up on it. And they, like, that movie didn't do so hot because everyone was all like, oh, that's not my Han Solo. Not my Han Solo. Like, shut up. Of course it's not Harrison Ford, but enjoy the movie. Enjoy the idea of getting a look into...
Harrison Ford literally fucking crashed a plane, I think, around that same time that movie came out.
Well, even then, he can't play a younger self. He's, like, 80-something now.
Yeah. Even, but, like, Harrison Ford hated Han Solo.
That is true. He even asked for him to die.
Multiple times throughout every movie. He was supposed to die when he went into that one corridor where you saw nothing but a sea of stormtroopers. He was supposed to die running away.
He did ask to get killed off.
A lot of times. He was supposed to die on Endor.
I could just see him walking up to George Lucas and be like, hey. He's just like, hey, George. You think this is the chance I finally get a die?
George, I want to go back to Steven Spielberg and make Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah. Wait. And then what else did George... Wasn't that also George Lucas?
I'm pretty sure.
In my Grinch pajamas and everyone just saw it. Dude, I saw this weird video.
I didn't see it. Tease.
Damn. Sorry, bro. I got you. When the cameras are off, bro, I got you. Sheesh.
Your mom's gonna watch this episode and say, like, what's going on?
Dang, that's funny. No, dang, bro. Man, do you see, like, 24 minutes already, I feel like we've talked about so many, like, a lot of game stuff, because it's fun, dude.
To be fair, my brain is basically scattered right now.
Bro, I'm scattered all the time, like, in daily life. I don't know how people stay focused on one thing.
They go to their doctor and ask for medication that is basically sugar pills.
Oh, yeah, do you believe a lot of that stuff is just kind of like placebo effect?
Yeah, dude, all they gave us was ibuprofen because they couldn't afford sugar pills.
Ibuprofen, because... When you're saying sugar pills, what do you believe there are the pills that are sugar pills?
Placebos.
Well, yeah, like what? Give me an example. Like, you think antidepressants are placebos?
Yeah, probably. I know a bunch of guys that are still depressed as fuck that get the pills and nothing. From what I've experienced with my guys, they have no more emotion.
Yeah.
Where I think that they're better not being on the pills, but...
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I agree.
There's a difference between our version of it and then society's version of it, let's be honest.
What's our version?
Guys who will literally probably shoot up an entire government building because someone pissed them off versus a liberal going to shoot up a school.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Okay.
Like, I know, like, our guys are actually mentally fucked up, like me.
Well, don't. Severe wouldn't you say someone TBIs. Going and shooting up a school, they're mentally messed up? Someone that's mentally stable mentally is not going to do that.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I've had so much brain trauma, and I feel still mentally stable compared to all these people that have problems.
Well, I would say it really comes down to the mental fortitude of the person.
Yeah, that is true. Society is fucking weak as shit.
Well, yeah, you know, and yeah, I mean, I would agree with that to a sense, because I'd say, I mean, it really comes down to the individual. And it really comes down to just someone being able to recognize that they have a problem, or that they're not mentally, like, stable. They're just, you know, they're breaking. Everyone breaks mentally, like, no matter what. In their life, they crack. Some people keep, like, hang on to it, but some people just crack. And it's being able to then build your way out of that. It's either finding the help you need, finding something to focus on. There's a million different roads to being able to find your way to, like, mental stability. And if you don't, dude, it will. I mean, it drives people insane, though. The ones that can't figure it out. And, like, I mean, I remember, dude, mentally breaking and just, like, I couldn't even tell which way was up. I mean, it's terrible. It's, like, it's awful. So, like, I could only imagine then being completely lost in that and truly giving up, like, no hope. Because, like, clearly I had hope, because I'm still alive. I didn't take my life. So, like, there I did find hope. And the people that can't find hope. It's unaliving
now.
Huh?
It's unalive now for some reason.
What do you... Oh, when they... I didn't unalive myself. But you got to think about someone that doesn't find the hope and truly just keeps breaking and breaking, it will lead them to do horrific things. I mean, I don't know, right, until the society can figure out how to truly reach everyone. And I don't know. I mean, there's just so many variables, you know?
All right. Ready for this question of a brain twister, I guess? You have the option to have Robin Williams come back from the dead, but 10,000 people die.
Oh, snap. I don't think Robin Williams would want that, so I think he'd probably just want to stay dead. If you, like...
No one else would know about it, though. It's just between us and God.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't bring Robin Williams back. Yeah, that's 10,000 people, man. I mean, Robin Williams, I mean, he had his time, and unfortunately, he ended up taking his life.
Yeah.
I mean, he got to a place where he couldn't see hope, and it's sad because everyone was like, he was such a happy guy. But no, dude, usually it'd be... You'd be pretty surprised that the guys that make people laugh are hurting the most inside. Like, I mean...
Ooh, I don't remember if we talked about this yet, though, but keep going.
No, go ahead.
The you know how Chris Farley died?
Yeah.
He OD'd with the prostitute, and the prostitute, instead of calling the cops for help and saving his life, she ran away. I 110% believe that Adam Sandler has that lady locked up in a basement, torturing her because she let Chris Farley die.
Why do you think Adam Sandler would be doing that?
Well, because Adam Sandler loves his boys like you love your boys.
Right, so you think he hunted down and captured the prostitute?
Probably.
Honestly,
if I OD'd and someone let me die?
I definitely
want Minecraft server.
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't put it out of the possibility, because you got to think about it, dude. I bet there's a lot of weird stuff that happened behind the curtain, like as far as Hollywood goes and how much money is, and all that stuff, dude. There are probably some really, really, really weird things that go down in Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's probably things we couldn't even imagine. Probably things you wouldn't even think of that are probably going down.
Yeah, there was some heinous shit.
There's probably a lot of just terrible stuff. I mean, like, you gotta think about it. Like, the whole sex trafficking and all that.
I love how we're on the right page.
Dude, I'm gonna sneeze. Bless you. Ooh. Ooh. Dang.
You got a boogie.
Do I, actually?
No, I honestly can't tell.
Oh, screw you. No, dude, but, like, you gotta think about it. All the bad is because people with a lot of money want it. And dang, yeah, I don't know, man. The rich and powerful, probably. Ooh. There's just probably a lot of dark, dark, twisted stuff that go down.
Would you rather be in a world like a completely different universe, where it's either fantasy life like Skyrim or like Dungeons and Dragons or Legends of Vox Machina?
Ooh, okay.
Or
well, Vox like Machina was Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, I also have some theories about that show. Or a space exploration thing.
Like Star Wars, Star Trek and stuff?
Star Wars, Mass Effect, Star Trek.
I'd take Star Wars, bro. I'd take Star Wars. I'd want to be able to get a ship and explore the galaxy, bro. That sounds sick.
I'd take the fantasy life.
Really, dude? Well, with Star Wars and stuff, I'd be able to get, like, a ship and
yeah,
then go explore.
There's politics in Star Wars.
So, you didn't have to be a part of it. You could be, like, a friggin', like, bounty hunter, bro. Just scourging the galaxy, yeah. Having a good time. In fantasy world, bro, you have to deal with giants and magic and out of nowhere, like, you have a sword and you're facing a dragon. Yeah. Star Wars, at least I'll have, like, a blaster.
Yeah, and then so you're coming against this creature that's literally the size of a planet, possibly.
Yeah, okay, well, it's chasing me in space. At least I could probably escape. I don't know. Yeah, if you find... I mean, yeah, dude, there's dangers on both sides. I see it. I don't know, dude. Well,
the Reapers.
Well, also, you got to think of, like, technology advancement, though. Like, you have, like, I could, like, get my arm chopped off and then get a cool robot arm. In the fantasy world, you're kind of screwed unless, like, you're some magic, like... mage that can, like, oh, I'll give you a spell that will make your arm grow back. Not give you a spell. I mean, cast a spell, I guess, on you, or like some potion or something like that. I don't know. I feel like lifestyle wise, Star Wars and space traveling would probably be better. Fantasy.
The only reason why I would go into fantasy in the sci-fi one is just to be a fucking Krogan, honestly.
Okay, so you're saying if we were in these worlds, we get to choose what kind of race we are?
Yeah, we're not human. That's the shittiest fucking race.
What are you talking about? Like, I mean, humans are in Star Wars, and, like, even in Mass Effect, the human race is basically, like, slowly taking over.
Yeah, because we're politicians, basically.
No, I would say humanity is pretty crazy. When it comes to will, like willpower, dude, humanity's hard to stop.
If you could be any race, what would it be?
I mean, I kind of like being human, bro. I couldn't think of a race where I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what I'd want to be. I mean, yeah, I'd still probably pick human because think about it. Even being a human, I could still get, like, a Twi'lek. Are you serious, bro? Twi'lek? The little
I was thinking of Mass Effect,
like in Jabba the Hutt's palace, before. She was the one dancing. They have the, you know, Twi'leks.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah, bro.
Yes, we all know what the Twi'leks race.
We all know what the Twi'leks are. If you're a Star Wars fan, you know what the Twi'leks are.
Good captain.
The baddies of the galaxy, bro.
Oh.
What?
We also forgot Warhammer, basically, at that point as well.
What do you mean? Oh, would you want... I wouldn't go into the Warhammer world, bro. The Warhammer world is lucky brutal, bro. Like, would you, unless you're, like, some space marine, bro, you're getting messed up in that world.
That's what I'm saying. You choose whatever you want to be.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, we choose to be space marines, but, like, if you... even space marines be getting killed sometimes by those, like, crazy, you know... The Emperor, we must fight for the Emperor.
I wish I started Warhammer a lot sooner than I did.
I mean, we can always dive deep into it, bro. And then when we get rich, we can buy all the little pieces and have tables, bro. We can be like Henry Cavill.
It's endless. It's endless.
We can be like Henry Cavill, bro.
Yes, yes. We glue them all together, and then we give them to Caleb to paint. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, dude. We wouldn't paint them ourselves. I don't have time like that.
Yeah. Caleb can paint.
Caleb we'll could
put
paint
him down
them.
The corner of the room. It's like, here you go, Caleb. You can paint more.
Dude, Caleb is just... Like, okay. Caleb's just taking a nap on the couch right now. I'm just running a podcast, and he's kicking it. I got Atlas
he's
over there.
He's going to miss that couch, probably.
Bro, that's where I was taking my nap earlier. Dude, I laid down, bro, and I was just done. I was done for the count. It was
going to be heartbroken when that couch is gone.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of it. We're going to do a whole little remodel of the podcast area.
More anime girls on the wall.
Okay. More anime girls on the wall. Dude, that... I remember just walking into the little comic book store, and I just saw the little anime girl I got on my wall back there, and I was just kind of like,
yes, it's my waifu.
I thought it was more funny, dude. I was just like, dude, this is like those little anime girls that people like get really weird over. I was like, I'm gonna slap in the background of my podcast.
Yeah, you still got me there. You're kind of glitching out a little bit.
I still got you, yeah. I still got you, bro. You're coming through loud and clear.
Hello.
Hello. Is anybody out there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, it was cutting out for a little bit.
Oh, you're all good, dude. I mean, like, this episode's very video game oriented, dude. I wish I still had, like, the sense I did when I was a kid and got a new video game. I miss that feeling. I miss the feeling of when, like, a new game was coming out.
Experiencing something for the first time.
Yeah, well, kind of like that. But, like, I used to be so hyped, bro. I'd go to the midnight drops of games. I'd pre-order.
Yeah,
I'd get so excited.
Races.
Huh?
Dude, I remember when... it was Halo Reach.
Yep, I went to the midnight for Halo Reach.
My brother went to go pre-order it because my mom was not letting him wait outside until midnight at the GameStop. What was it, wintertime?
Yeah, dude, it was winter, yeah.
Yeah. So my mom drove us there. It was like 9 o'clock at night. She wouldn't let us stay out there for the next 3 hours because I was like, I was in middle school at that time.
Right.
But my brother's in high school, and I think it was a school night, and that's also why. But my brother, went to the GameStop and was outside. Mm. And there's this whole line of guys outside. And there's this one guy dressed up as Master Chief with the Halo 3 assault rifle and Magnum, and it looked dope as anything. And just witnessing that was just like, pure nerd rage of yes, like this is fucking awesome, and that was the greatest step into Halo Reach for me.
Yes, dude, or like, dude, they used to like, and I think they must have stopped this. I don't know when they stopped it, but they used to always do like the midnight releases of movies. Maybe they do still do it, and it's just I haven't gone. But I remember going to like the Harry Potter midnight releases, and everyone dressed up as like Harry Potter. They had like the Star Wars midnight releases. Everyone had their lightsabers.
Remember when you were watching the Templar of Flash Kits? Of, like, versus the fairies?
Oh, dude, those videos are so insane.
I don't
insane.
Know if you saw the ones I sent you, but it's they got versions of it with Harry Potter as well. Not with fairies, but with retarded children.
It's like the Templars children, taking out the Harry Potter gang?
No. It's literally just the world of Harry Potter, but they have, like, so they call them Dudbloods, and it's just these stupid people from the real world thinking that they're it's like the special ed version of a high school, basically.
Dude, let's look it up. Alright, what do I type in?
Flash Kits.
I feel like I've seen those. Flash.
Yeah, it was the guys who made the Warhammer, the Dark
Flash
Knight
Grits.
Crusades.
Oh yeah, dude, have you ever watched the historically accurate Mulan?
No.
That was... Oh, there it is. The Harry Potter special ed.
Yeah, dude, there's a few of those.
Oh, yeah. We love ads, bro. We love them. I love them.
I love the fact that...
All right, let's see what this is like.
It's all because Google Board.
When you hear the word Hogwarts, Down syndrome isn't usually the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm looking to change on that. My name is Mrs. Spinelli, and I am the head of the special education program here at Hogwarts. School usually starts around 6 a.m. for the kids who know.
The short train. Oh, they're hiding. Oh.
For their own safety, we do have to cloak the kids on their way to class. A lot of the talking pens were commissioned in the 16th century and can be very hurtful.
Hey.
Particularly towards the kids of Afro-Caribbean descent. A lot of N-bombs.
How are the goblins today, Mrs. Spinelli?
Later.
Hey! Stop eating my world, you little monster!
Jeremy! The work set by the school for the kids can be a little, humble. You know, for example, if a potion class requires 16 crushed beetles or 3 tongueless toads, they'll often put our children to work on that.
What Mrs. Spinelli has been doing with the Dudbloods is truly magical.
Dudbloods is the official term. I personally find it somewhat antiquated, but progress in the wizarding world is rarely made overnight. I'm pretty sure we're gonna get that change soon, though. Jeremy is one of my more challenging pieces.
Okay.
Though it may not seem like it, Jeremy is actually a hero.
What are you doing, Alice?
Or
you scared yourself?
Normal. But like so many of his generation, he's 29. And still obsessed with Harry Potter. What's interesting is, you usually only see this level of Potter-induced disability from women.
I'm a Hufflepuff!
I'm a Hufflepuff!
Not technically allowed in Hogwarts, but when I saw Jeremy getting a Deathly Hallows tattoo, I knew he needed saving.
What are you working on there, Jeremy?
I kind of want a Death Eater tattoo.
Harry Potter helping Harriet Tubman save the slaves? It's called Harry Potter and the Underground Railroad. That is the most mentally retarded thing I ever got that.
The special needs wizards do explode when they're overwhelmed. We try to mitigate it by giving them rubber wands, but there's only so much you can do. We used to lose one or two students a year, but since Jeremy has been with us, it's gone up to 3 or 4 a month.
Wow. He's like losing 3 or 4 of them a month.
I struggle to understand why Jeremy won't leave Hogwarts behind.
You think kids raised on Harry Potter and Hunger Games are just gonna give up? Silly adult.
It is my job to hold out hope for these kids when
silly adult.
Does. But sometimes for kids like Jeremy, there's really only one solution.
Damn.
Just like my sick year.
Damn. Oh my gosh, no. What the heck is this?
Hello.
Oh, is this just like...
No need to come out.
What is this? It's like...
No, in fact, I can get you more loot.
This is like the end of it, but it's like a...
Have you heard
what?
Of Red Shadow Legends?
Red Shadow
Legends! Oh, that's Mr. Gadget.
Oh, they're making... Are they making... Was it an ad, or is it... I just
like
paused it.
Oh, my.
No, it's usually the guys who make the videos.
Are they just like...
I'm a bitch, really. But what man could resist?
Are they, like, making fun
and
of the ad right now, I'm guessing?
You are, too. Christ! I was just telling your wife about a game that's bigger and better than ever before. With new champions, new gear, new bosses, new dudes, PvP campaign dungeons!
But I'm watching, you didn't see, like, it got me. It's like, what the heck is this?
In the description or scan my QR code and are a new player.
I think they actually got the deal.
Champion, 100,000 silver, 50 gems, and 3 ancient
shards.
I'm
so confused.
So you can summon awesome champions as soon
I'm
as
so confused
game.
If this is like, if this is legit an ad, or if they like making fun of ads.
This is their what they would do for the ad, I assume.
So they did get a deal with Shadow Raid or whatever. I don't know, dude, but I was like, what the heck? Dude, those videos are funny, though. Those videos are pretty. Those.
I love them.
Well, it's crazy because you think, like, oh, like, if culture or cancel culture was legit, then they wouldn't be getting away with any of that stuff. They made the Elon Musk and Joe Rogan cartoon.
Yes, it's kind of funny.
I bet that is funny. I bet that actually is really funny.
Going off of Harry Potter, I still have not been Hogwarts Legacy.
Dude, I need to beat Hogwarts Legacy, bro.
It's just so repetitive. I feel like I'm the only kid in the school that actually does something. And I don't feel like I'm even a part of Hogwarts.
I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy the world. I think it was cool that they brought the world to life. I like flying around. I mean, I don't think it's terrible. I think it's just, it is, yeah, I feel like it doesn't really, man, dude, words, bro. I'm trying to, like, get this thought out, and it does not want to come out.
I feel like the only kids, like, the guy you play as.
Yeah.
Your only friend is Professor Fig. Everybody else just acts as you for favors and shit.
Yeah, I guess you don't really feel like you're going to Hogwarts. Like, you're not going to, like, the school.
When you go learn the spells, it's like a little 10-second montage, and then you just, like, swish and flick with your analogs.
It's Wingardium Leviosa. Wingardium Leviosa.
Dude, the sheer fact that most people...
Wasn't that Flash Grits as well? That was like, that was them too. No, Ron, it's Wingardium Leviosa.
I can't remember, honestly.
Stop it, Ron. Stop it. Dude, I swear, it was probably them too. They have a cyberpunk one? Dude, they have so many.
I don't think I ever saw their cyberpunk one.
It's probably Godzilla versus Walter White. Halo Party.
You know what I'm excited about?
What?
So you know that I'm a big collector and stuff of, like, video game stuff. They are now releasing, or at least someone's making, Mass Effect statues, basically.
Oh, so like, the collectibles you have of, like, clone troopers and stuff?
Yeah, but it's more like a stand-based kind of thing or some shit like that. From what I've seen, it's like each figure's, like, $60 or $70 or so. And so far they have Rex, Tally, Liara, and Garrus. Each ranging from like $60.
I can already guess you're going to get Rex.
Yep, Rex, Tally. Yeah, it goes from Rex, Tally, Garrus, and then Liara.
Liara is the best romance out of all of them. Out of all of them, as far as like the romance goes, like story, that's the most in-depth. But me personally, my favorite romance is Jax, and then Miranda. Okay, I actually probably would go Jax and then Miranda.
See, I would actually consider your opinion, but you romance Ashley, so.
Yo, Ashley. Ashley's always. You always got to give it to Ashley, bro.
Nope.
You just don't like it for whatever reason. You think she's like the most annoying Mass Effect character.
She is.
Really?
You're the only one that has actually romanced her beyond just the achievement.
No one romances Ashley. Dude, there's not even a walkthrough.
Me and one of my buddies, like, for the whole deployment in Australia, and then when we came back, all we would talk about when it was Mass Effect of, Brain fart. On a deployment... All I was doing was playing the Legacy Edition since that just came out.
Like, yeah.
Well, what are you going to do with Ashley? It's like, I'm going to keep her alive and shoot her in the fucking belly in the third game. It's like, okay. I hate her so fucking much.
What are other characters in video games that you found annoying? I won't lie, dude. I thought Kat was annoying in Halo Reach. My first playthrough, and then she died, and I was sad.
Yeah. No, it's because she was causing shit with Bay Halsey.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. You say Bay Halsey, bro? Halsey low-key, yeah. Like, she like low-key kind of a dick, too.
Everybody.
But like she didn't care, bro. She was like she'd like just straight up kill people just like for scientific research.
Yes.
I don't know. I'd be like, yo, I don't need to know this Covenant weaponry, because every time she unlocked something new, it was like a bigger war or worse enemy, yes, bro.
Let's be honest. She made Cortana.
Okay, yeah, Cortana a little AI baddie, but
without Halsey doing what she's been doing, Cortana wouldn't be a thing.
Bro, I hated that Cortana became like the villain of Halo 5.
Halo 5 and then Halo 2, or not, Halo Wars 2, my bad.
She's the villain in Halo Wars 2?
I've never really played the Halo Wars, but I've watched all the videos for Halo Wars 1, and I do believe in Halo Wars 2, she is one of the villains. And is the, I think that's when she dies or something. I don't know for sure.
I didn't play the Halo Wars either. I played a little bit, but never like the campaign.
It's not
really
my favorite gameplay style.
I like those games. Like I always like the base building, and like, then you have to like fight the other people's bases. Like, you ever play a Star Wars? It was Empire at War or something like that. It was basically like that, where it's like you could have up to like 8 players, and like you all just built your bases and then your troops, and you had to fight each other. And but they also had a Star Wars, like a space one, where you had a space station, and you upgrade your space station to get bigger ships. Like, you can get like a Star Destroyer, stuff like that, dude. It was actually like, that game was fire. That game was so good. I loved that game. You play PC, bro. You should look at that. Star Wars Empire at War, bro. Like, that game was so awesome.
I probably just have to wait for May the 4th for everything to go on sale again.
I wonder if on Cyber Monday if they're going to have game sales.
Oh my god, thank god it'll be home from Cyber Monday. I just realized.
Yeah, dude, that's coming up. That's coming up, like, literally in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, I'll be heading back on tomorrow afternoon. Probably getting back late as fuck. Probably early Monday morning. Dude, it took me 3 hours just to get off the island due to traffic.
Wait, so you're not back home right now?
No, I'm still at my sister's house.
Oh, I thought you went back home like yesterday, or it was like today.
We were playing games yesterday.
Dude, I'm telling you, all like days for me, they all just mesh together, bro. They all mesh together. I don't know how people like keep track of everything in their life.
Easy, they have their significant other that's a control freak and tells them, "Honey, you have to go to work."
That's not true. Not everyone has a significant other to remind
my
them.
My mom and dad. My dad's retired.
Well, yeah, your dad has your mom, but, like, there are plenty of single people in the world that keep track of stuff. It's just me and my ADD brain and just, like, I don't know. I don't know, dude. I just go through my days just going through my days. It's weird. I feel like I come off weird to a lot of people or odd or just kind of, like, out there.
Yes,
because
you do.
Oh, I know, dude. I know
fucking
I do.
Weirdo. My little weird fucking crack baby.
Bro, yeah, dude. Shit, what? My little weird.
Calling me up constantly at 3 a.m. It's like, dude, I'm fucking sleeping. Leave me alone.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I kind of accept that I come off weird. I feel like a lot of people take me wrong, too.
To be normal.
Yeah, that's true. I also just feel like people take you wrong as well. Like, you could be like, like, I've realized for, like, you can give, like, a compliment to someone. You could compliment a girl. Like, take that example. You could just be like, hey, you look really nice today. And, like, a girl thinks, like, you're trying to, like, oh, you know, you're trying to, like, get with me. And you're like, no, not really. Like, people come off weird. Or, like, if I'm doing something, dude, I'm doing it because I enjoy something. And people are like, why are you doing that? Well, because I enjoy it. I wouldn't be doing something if I didn't enjoy it. I don't know. I don't even know if that made sense. I won't lie. My brain's kind of, like, dead right now. It just kind of, like, died on me.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know.
You smoked a lot of weed today, it looked like.
I didn't really see you look like that at all
whenever you called me.
Oh, yeah, dude. I smoked a lot, dude. Like, I did.
It looked... I felt bad for you. It looked like you cannot see at all. Like, that's how...
My eyes were pretty closed, bro. That's
why... you were even sitting next to your mom today. I was like, dear God, I hope she doesn't know how fucked up he is.
Nah, dude. I get lit. I get lit. If I don't have anything going on, bro, I get lit.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. I love it. I enjoy it. I have a good time with it. But I don't smoke when I have stuff going on. I don't smoke when I like actually need to use my brain. I don't know. I feel like life is so complex, dude. And people like wanna be able to be like, oh, why are people not this way or why people aren't this way? It's like, well, you gotta look at how someone was raised, how, like, who did they hang out with? Like, who are their friends? What are life events? Like, everyone is so just different. That what is normal? What is normal, Jared? There isn't even a normal. I mean, normal is whatever you perceive normal is.
Joe,
huh?
White picket fence.
I feel like that used to be the idea, but I don't think that's kind of like the
fantasy life now, honestly.
Yeah, everyone wants kind of the high end stuff, the fancy good money, just like kicking it. But I don't know. When people should, like, honestly, life is more about finding your happiness, doing stuff that makes you happy, enjoying life, like finding stuff that just makes you smile. You might not have a mansion, but like you don't hate your life every day you wake up. People that have mansions, like, wake up, and sometimes they got to be on such a grind, they miss out on life. I don't know, man. I don't have the answers to life. All I can tell people is chase your happiness and just be yourself. Be you. Keep on being you. I don't even understand this life. Life doesn't make diddly sense to me. I just be making it up as I go, honestly. Life has a way of figuring itself out. As long as I just, like, you know, if you keep on just moving and you keep treating everyone like a human being.
Keep swimming.
Like, bro, I won't lie, dude. I dropped. Yeah. You remember when I dropped acid, bro? Like, literally, like, a week ago. Like, Friday, I didn't have anything going on. And I dropped.
Oh, yeah, when I was on right next to my dad's, like, oh, he's about to go do acid.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude. Well, yeah. Dude, I ended the night, bro. I ended the night at IR, bro. I ended the night at the bar. And I was sitting there, dude. I was just sitting at the bar. I was talking to this guy. Me and him were having, like, a really good conversation. And this random chick, she just, like, walks up and starts talking to me, right? And I was not in the place to listen. I was on the come down. I just couldn't understand a word this girl was even saying. And so I looked at her and I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Cool. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, keep being you. Oh, you're a vibe. Like, I just said, like, baseline things, and I've never seen someone get so happy. Like, she was so happy, and she, like, went on with her night, just, like, she was all like, oh, thanks, oh, you're cool, like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, thanks, and then I kind of went back to the conversation I was having, and I was like, bro, isn't it, it's weird, bro. You could do that to everyone. Everyone on the planet, if someone walks up to you and talks to you, if you were just like, no way, oh, that's awesome, cool, like, of course, like, unless it was like, yo, my dog just died, and you'd be like, oh, snap, that's sad. Like, you have to listen.
When I told you my dog died.
Oh, dude, that was messed up, bro. You just had the ball of fur, bro. I didn't, like, that was messed up. That's not a funny joke. You can't pull that on
that
someone.
Was from 30 minutes of, like, combing her hair.
Yeah.
And we only stopped because we got tired.
Yeah, but I was like, but it was so dumb because then I looked at this guy and I was like, bro, isn't it dumb that we're so, like, primitive? Like, all you have to do is just say, like, cool, awesome, keep being you, you're awesome, and, like, everyone will, like, love you. Like, if you just, like, everyone just loves you. Like, oh, you're so cool because you complimented them. You made them feel like whatever they were talking about was awesome. And the rest of that night, like, if I walked and bumped into that girl, she'd be like, oh, you're awesome. You're that guy. You're cool. Like, whatever. Like, if you did that with everyone, it would work. And it's just, like, that simple. Like, people could literally go through life without, like, problems with other people. in the most dumb way. Like, think of cavemen, bro. They were probably like, oh, hey, you're cool. Oh, I like you. You compliment me. You stay. We tribe.
We have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we tribe now. And then they see another guy. Oh, they're like, oh, you're cool. You stay with us. You stay with us. Oh, oh, we don't like you. Kill, 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 kill. Like, I don't know, dude. It's probably that dumb, dude. I don't know. I don't know if I'm even making much sense right now, dude. I think my brain just... I think I'm podcast out right now.
There was this one video on Instagram. I'm pretty sure I might have sent it to you. But I want to say it was on Gary's Mod or something like that.
I remember that game.
Like these are three... What?
I said I remember that game.
Yeah, they were Dorito bags. So there's the red ones and the blue ones. And then the guy's just walking back and forth and found these two bags, like, basically saying that this is where we're going to kill the enemy, and then just ends it off saying, like, because they're blue, and we don't like that, because they were red.
Dude, the life is crazy. I mean, people don't make sense. Everything's weird. That's how I'm going to end this podcast. I don't know. Every episode, I hope to figure out more and more about life. Dude, I just, like, dude, our world is crazy. I just learned in the news. I was listening to the news earlier. Bro, it's like, every 3 days, like someone's getting murdered in Italy through domestic violence. Like a boyfriend killing a girlfriend or a girlfriend killing a boyfriend. Like, every 3 days. Like, every 3 days. That's terrible. Like, what is going on in our world, man?
There was, I think it was 2 years ago, right after New Year's, we were going to, I want to say it was Texas Roadhouse, and my dad, we drive by this one, like, block, and it was blocked off, like, there was, like, 20 cop cars, where my dad has never seen the thing used back when he was a cop. It was, like, you remember from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, how they had that RV, the police department? He finally saw that get used in dispatch, and he's never seen it when he was on the force, like, 20 to 30 years.
Dang.
And we asked him, like, can you call up one of the cop buddies to figure out what the fuck's going on? He's like, yeah. 2 hours later, he tells us, like, yeah, for some reason, this one guy went back to his ex-girlfriend's house because they just broke up, and he stabbed her to death 48 times or so. And I was like, god damn. I was like, and that's all they needed to bring out that RB. He's like,
That's awful. Dude, that's terrible.
Probably some fucking simple.
I don't understand the world, man. I don't understand life. I don't understand anything. But hey, check in every week as we try to understand it. I don't know, dude. Like, this podcast is literally just life and just, like, talking to people and just having a good time, honestly. I mean, this podcast isn't really informative much. I try to be, I guess. I should try to be more news orientated and try to, like, get good information out there. But I don't know, man.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe we just need to put more love in the world. Just like, hey, come listen to people talk about just fun, random stuff. Harry Potter Down syndrome stuff and whatnot, you know?
Oh, shit, a little Down syndrome.
Harry Potter special ed stuff, bro. I don't know, man. This the world is crazy. Life is insane. And I think we're going to call it for this episode. Because I don't even know what. Dude, my brain, I can't even, like, hold on to a thought right now. Like, you know when you try to think and it's like your brain just is like crickets?
No, for you, it's crickets. For me, it's screeching metal trying to stop it.
Oh, that's awful. Jesus, oh, that's terrible. All right, guys, as always, I hope you guys just keep having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you do. I hope you do it right and you keep on living your best life. This world is crazy. Life is insane. Nothing makes sense. Just, you know, keep on being you. Just at the end of the day. All right, we out of this thing. Hey, Jared, thanks for hopping on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're starting to break up a little bit.
Oh, okay. We're out of here anyways. All right, love you guys. Peace.